Hello, Matthew Stuckey here from Verity Baptist Church Manila and Verity Baptist Church Pampanga. Just making a quick video addressing the subject of, was Martin Luther a Calvinist? Was Martin Luther a Calvinist? Now, this is a very common question that people debate about. And it's one of those questions where everybody kind of likes to claim Martin Luther. The Calvinists claim him. The Arminians claim him. Just about everybody claims him. And the reason why people aren't sure about whether or not he was a Calvinist is because he came before John Calvin. And so if you had talked to him about Tulip or about Calvinism, he would not have known what you were talking about. So to find out whether or not Martin Luther was a Calvinist or not, you really have to kind of read his writings to figure these things out. Now, I've actually done a lot of research on Martin Luther because the Protestant Reformation is a topic that's really interesting to me. And so I've read the entire commentary from the book of Galatians and the book of Romans from Martin Luther. I've read his book, The Jews and Their Lies. And I read another very famous book, not all of it, but because it's a very long book, but some of it, called The Bondage of the Will by Martin Luther. And I'll talk about that here in a second. But I want you to understand that in 1524, there's a man by the name of Erasmus who wrote a book called The Freedom of the Will. Now, Erasmus, you might know his name because he was very, very famous and important in terms of getting the Bible into the English language. You know, he putting out the Bible in the Greek language was kind of a forerunner to help us eventually get the King James in the English language. And Erasmus was a Catholic, but he was trying to reform the Catholic Church from within. Martin Luther left the Catholic Church. It was trying to reform it from without. So instead of being able to be friends and working together, they actually became enemies from one another. But in 1524, Erasmus wrote a book called The Freedom of the Will. The Freedom of the Will. Basically saying we have free will. And so then the next year, in 1525, Martin Luther wrote a book called The Bondage of the Will. The Bondage of the Will. Now, just from the title alone, that should kind of give you an idea what was Martin Luther's ideas about free will. I mean, he wrote an entire book to blast the position of having free will. And so in the book of The Bondage of the Will, there's quote after quote after quote where he's talking about how you cannot come to Christ unless you're drawn and the Spirit brings you. And he clearly would have agreed with most of the points and the sovereignty of God and how you cannot become saved on your own. You can't do it. You've got to be chosen. He did not believe you had the free will. That's what the entire book was about. Now, this was a very important book and a very important debate because some people consider that the most important book in the Protestant Reformation. So the book, The Bondage of the Will, you know, maybe even more so than the 95 Theses, was like a big turning point in a big battle where basically he said, you know, we do not have free will. We cannot choose God on our own. And, you know, I'd recommend, if you want to double check me on that, you're welcome to read it. I've read not half of it, probably a third of the book of The Bondage of the Will. I want to finish it, but it's a long book, and I'd rather read books by, you know, godly people rather than heretics. So I haven't finished that book. But, you know, there's a lot of information. You can see the fact that Martin Luther does not believe all the books of the Bible were inspired, and just a lot of different heresy and just weird teachings and things such as that. But what I want you to realize from the book, I believe, from my opinion, that he would have believed the T, the U, the L, and the I. And you say, but wait a minute. If he would have been like Calvinistic, why would he have not agreed with the P? Well, let me just read you this quote, and you're going to understand why it's not just 4 points of Calvinism, but kind of a morphed and really bizarre view that Martin Luther had. Here's what he says in his book, The Babylonian Captivity of the Church. He says, "We see then how rich a Christian or baptized man is." Now, he says baptized man because he considers a Christian basically a baptized man, and we'll talk about that here in a second. "Since even if he would, he cannot lose his salvation." Now, that sounds good. He cannot lose his salvation. "By any sins, however great, unless he refuses to believe." What he's saying is you can lose your salvation if you stop believing. You can basically throw away your salvation. "For no sins whatever can condemn him but unbelief alone. All other sins, if faith in the divine promise made to the baptized man stands firm or is restored, are swallowed up in a moment through that same faith, yea, through the truth of God, because he cannot deny himself if thou confess him and cleave believingly to his promise." And so he goes on and on and on. Now, what you'll see here is that he keeps talking about baptism, because what Martin Luther believed is that when your parents baptize you as an infant, what's going to take place is faith starts to get implanted inside of you, and that guarantees that you're going to end up putting your faith in Jesus one day. So basically, baptism is what starts the faith, and it's a guarantee, because that's God's mode of drawing you. You're going to be one of the elect or chosen because you got baptized. You're going to have that faith. But what he did believe, which you can tell from this quote or his commentary on Galatians, I'd recommend you can check that out, is that you could still throw away that salvation later on. So basically, he didn't believe in perseverance of the saints. Now, the difference would be that a Calvinist would look at someone who basically just completely stops believing and say they were never saved. Now, I personally would agree with that, that if a person just became an atheist, then they were never really saved. Okay, because the Bible says you have the Spirit of Truth inside of you. Okay, but what Martin Luther believed was that a person could be saved. You know, if they were baptized, then they would be saved and chosen, but they did have the free will. They were no longer under the bondage. They had the free will to stop believing and thereby lose their salvation. And this starts at the process of infant baptism. And so when you really look at Martin Luther's beliefs, you know, it's worse than Calvinism. I mean, it's a really bizarre. I mean, I believe he was the biggest, you know, Christian heretic who ever lived. That's my opinion. He wanted to take books out of the Bible. A really weird view on salvation.